Positive Hits, 89.9 and 90.5. Hi, this is Mike Kelly hanging with John Micah from Cutlass this afternoon. They're going to be in concert September 17th and 18th for Awakening Festival. John, how much time would you say you guys spend on the road?
We're kind of always on the road.
Okay.
We do about 200 shows a year, typically, and we end up, you know, on the road more days than that, traveling and travel days and all that kind of stuff. So
how's that for family?
It's tough, you know. That's one of the most difficult things about what we do is being gone a lot. We do try and bring our families with us as much as possible. It's hard to have them out on the road too, and especially when we're flying and stuff, it's not really practical.
Right.
You know, getting kids up at 3 or 4 a.m. every day and putting them to bed at 1 a.m.
Wow. Do you and your wife have children right now?
Yeah, we've got two kids.
Two kids. Okay.
See, yeah.
It's been a while for me too, man. I've been out of the country for about 5.5 years.
Oh, wow.
I just recently came back and noticed a big change with you guys as well. Like when I left, it was crunchy guitars. And when I get back, we're playing you during midday. So there was definitely a transition as well with you guys in the music and stuff. What kind of brought on that?
Yeah, well, you know, we've always, I think, had ballads and stuff. We've primarily been a rock band. And you know, I still would define our music as rock, but... We've done two worship records now, Strong Tower and It As Well, and
right,
and both these worship records, you know, a little more focused, I guess, as far as stylistically. I think we've really stretched in all directions a little bit. And, I think, you know, we're getting a little older too, and stylistically we're
right,
a little bit. But I think every band learns as they go and grows as musicians and as artists. I think we've kind of found over time a little bit of what we're good at too. You
right.
know, we're not the best riffy, making the craziest rock guitar lines. You know, I mean, there's other bands that are better at that than we are. I think we've kind of found our niche a little bit, and not being overly heavy, but just kind of, you know, right in the middle.
Right. It's something that actually the kids can enjoy with their moms and dad, and they won't be screaming them at get out.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's well done. Well, it's very good music. I've really been impressed with what I've heard, and it's just, you know, sometimes I heard it and I was like, wow, that's Cutlass, that's great. And I really enjoyed that you did have that combination between the ballads and also the crunchy guitars as well, even from the very beginning. So yeah. I've always appreciated that about you guys.
Yeah, and the evolution of growing as a band, as musicians, and finding out what we're good at versus, you know, what we're trying to do sometimes is not always the same thing.
Well, also, one of the things I've noticed, and I was really, really excited about this, my own personal little excitement, was that I heard you guys on a Scrubs soundtrack.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was watching the show, because there's very few things I could have watched. I was in Thailand for about 5 years, and I was watching through a show, and all of a sudden, I hear Cutlass, and I'm like, what? What is this? So, you guys are popping up in some random places. What are some of the other places?
Boy, we've had a couple of really random things. That was definitely a big one. It was really cool. They chose the song All of the Words, which I thought was really interesting, too.
Mm.
Very vertical, pretty straightforward worship song.
Right.
You know, included in the section of the song they chose, even included a line that, thank you, Jesus, for the love that you've shown.
Mm.
And I was just kind of like, well, that was interesting. I wouldn't have thought they would have picked that line.
Right.
It was.
I was like, this is so amazing.
Yeah. So that was cool. You know, we've had a few other kind of funny things. We had some of our music end up on MTV's Tough Enough TV show. That was more of a random one.
Right.
You know, we actually had our Shut Me Out music video featured on Headbangers Ball on TV a while back.
That's incredible.
Which was kind of cool. You know, we were like, we were right in between like two really crazy, like, you know, decapitated cattle head or something. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right, right.
And then it was like, and Cutlass. And we're like, all right.
I'm loving it. It's so good.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny. But it's, you know, the thing I love about that kind of stuff is it puts our music out there in places that people normally probably would never hear it. And,
right.
And the great thing is that I really feel like our message is really clear in those songs.